It's your 12th District State Senator, Brad Hawkins. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you. I know it's been a push. There's been a lot going on. I think some congratulations might be in order with the regional sports complex bill being approved. Fill us in on that.
Yes, I am very excited about this bill, Senate Bill 5001. And I had been working all throughout the fall with a group of local government stakeholders and others. And we decided to pursue a bill that would allow us to have a second public facilities district if that's what the local governments ultimately wanted to do and if that's what voters would approve. And anyway, so I introduced this bill, and passing any bill through the legislature is difficult, okay, because there's something like 1,500 bills that have been introduced and less than 10% actually become law. So you know the odds are stacked against you, but in this particular case, my Senate Bill 5001 had to go through five different legislative committees and be approved in the House of Representatives. It had received two full votes in the Senate. I mean, it was one of the more challenging bills I'd ever been a part of. But just last week, we got the approval in the House and then what's called a concurrence vote in the Senate. So if the House made a couple amendments, which they did, the Senate needed to take another vote as a full body to agree to those changes, because basically for every bill that goes to the governor, whether it's an individual bill like my regional sports complex or if it's a budget bill, it needs to pass in its exact same form in both chambers of the legislature in order to go to the governor. So I'm very grateful for that. And the Chelan-Douglas Regional Port Authority has worked with our local governments, Chelan County, Douglas County, cities of Wenatchee and East Wenatchee, to put together a study committee, and they've hired a consultant, and they're kind of going through this process of what the stakeholders may want to see in a regional sports complex. And then at some point, we'll determine which communities would want to be involved in that. I don't actually anticipate that Chelan, the city of Chelan, would choose to participate, but they may, but not likely. Mostly Wenatchee, East Wenatchee, and the counties. And then ultimately, if that's what the local governments want to do, and there's a regional sports complex that's ultimately designed, then that could go to the voters for approval at some point.
All right. Well, that's exciting news, and more to come as we move along, I'm sure. Now, there was also some recent, we've been talking about it for weeks on end here, as it relates to the police pursuit legislation. There have been some things that have popped up on that. What can you tell us?
Yeah, recently some major news. I've always kind of thought going into this session that other than the three budgets, the two biggest items of the legislature are the police pursuits and drug possession. So if you recall, you know, with the drug possession, the state Supreme Court struck down our felony drug possession law in a 2021 state Supreme Court decision known as the Blake decision. And the legislature had put in place kind of a temporary law related to how we would treat drug possession. And then with police pursuits, back in 2019, the legislature made a series of very aggressive police reform laws. I did not support those, and I anticipated that these reforms would create many challenges in our state, and that was one of the reasons I voted against it. Well, sure enough, with police pursuits, that's exactly what happened. The original law for long-standing authority for law enforcement to engage in vehicular pursuits was known as a reasonable suspicion standard. And in the 2019 police reforms raised that standard to a much higher probable cause standard. And so police were not able to engage in pursuits, many pursuits, and that caused a lot of issues in a lot of different communities. Well, the bill this year would return it back to its original reasonable suspicion standard, but it did put in place certain qualifications to that. For example, police could engage in vehicular pursuits if there was reasonable suspicion, so long as it involved a violent offense, a sex offense, a vehicular assault, or a DUI. So there are some serious, some kind of restrictions to that. But the law, the bill was approved in the Senate. It went over to the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives made some adjustments. And so it came back to the Senate, like that process I was talking about. And just yesterday, the Senate voted by a vote of 26 to 22 to approve the bill. Mm. And to give you an idea, that's a close vote because it takes 25 votes to pass. And this bill received 26.
Wow.
I was one of the yes votes, but there were some Republicans voting for it, some Republicans voting against it, and some Democrats voting for it and against it. So it made for some really interesting politics. But in my opinion, it's definitely the vehicular pursuits. I would have rather preferred that we had something more aligned with what was originally in law some years ago. But what we approved yesterday is definitely something better than nothing sort of thing.
Gotcha. All right. Well, here we are, 5 days to go in this session in 2023. What sort of deadlines are we dealing with at this point? What will transpire over the next week?
Good question. Most of the deadlines, the major deadlines, have come and gone. The last one that remains is the last day of session, and that's scheduled for April 23rd. And so between now and April 23rd, which is Sunday, we're going to work through every single day, work very long hours, and try to get approval of all these final bills, the bills that are kind of between the House and the Senate that haven't been agreed to yet. Then we need to approve all the budgets and all the bills sort of related to the budget. So sometimes there are some trailer bills that are kind of connected to the budget. And so we have three budgets, the operating, transportation, and capital. And we need to get all of those made public. So right now, they're sort of in their final negotiations with their budget leads because the House has approved an operating budget. The Senate has approved an operating budget, but there are differences. And there's differences in the two chambers, transportation and capital budgets too. So those are all being kind of worked out, those differences. And then what those budget developers are going to bring back to everybody are sort of the proposed agreed upon budgets. Because, again, the budgets need to be approved by both chambers in their exact same form in order to go to the governor. So that's kind of the process right now between now and April 23rd. Usually the budgets are made available for at least 24 hours to the public. And then we also, as members, get extensive briefings on the budgets. And then we can offer amendments to those and have the debates. But ultimately, we need to approve those by April 23rd. And then likely the three budgets may be approved the final day of session, and then we will adjourn the session after the budgets get approved.
All right. Well, it'll be a race to the finish line. Let's take a look into the future. Session wraps up on the 23rd. What happens for Senator Brad Hawkins on April 24th?
Well, I'm still probably finishing up a lot of things here. I'm going to be in Olympia for a couple more days, but I'm excited to get out of the rain. It's raining today in Olympia, and it's been raining pretty much all session. But once we get over back into the district, there are a lot of different meetings with different groups and service clubs to talk about kind of post-session wrap-ups, and maybe I'll get a chance to come up and be with you in studio, Jeff, once or twice. And then eventually, we're asked to do a lot of things in the interim months. Sometimes we have a difficult summer of wildfires. And then before you know it, we're going to start preparing for the next legislative session. And that preparation begins in the fall, and we go back to the session in January. So it's kind of an interesting process, but we do have a couple slow months after session, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, even though we're kind of in the waning days of the session, perhaps we can connect one more time next Tuesday for a general wrap-up. And yeah, our studio doors are always open, so if you'd be willing to join us, that would be great.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll even get a chance to jump in Lake Chelan. That's what I need to refresh.
Yeah, it's not too late for a polar bear plunge. We can still do that. So it's all good. All right, Senator Brad Hawkins, thank you so much. We've appreciated you've been very generous with your time over this legislative session. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff. It's been great to be with you.
Thank you again, and finish strong. I know you will.
All right.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
Thanks.